And boom, we are live. Give it a few seconds, let people trickle in here. There is only 7 days left in the year, and then 2024 is gone. Just going to do a quick live stream, maybe half hour or so, while it's still pretty early, I'm sure, for most people, because if you're in the States, you probably have off work, and if you're working right now, hopefully the soothing sound of my voice as I drink coffee and wish you a Merry Christmas will make your morning go a little bit quicker and a little bit better. It is December 24th, 2024, which is crazy. It literally feels like yesterday this year started. I mean, this year really flew by for me, and it was tough. It was a hell of a year. There were ups, and there were definitely quite a bit of downs. My dog's coming in here to also wish you all a Merry Christmas. There he is right there. Anyways, I hope everybody's having a fantastic week and you enjoy today and tomorrow with your family, your loved ones, or by yourself if that's your deal. And hopefully you relax and just do what means the most to you, and just the days go, you know, very, very slow and enjoyable for you. Merry Christmas, everyone, and if you don't see me before the end of the new year, which I think you will, and then I hope everybody's 2025 and New Year's Eve goes well. I probably will not be participating in a lot of drinking. last time I drank seriously was last Saturday when we played our show, two Saturdays ago, whatever the heck it was, at the Vortex, and I didn't even get drunk. But man, I'll tell you what, I projectile vomiting on the side of the road on your way home on a 2-hour drive just does not make the drive any better. I'll tell you that much. So before we get into the rest of today's show, let me do my shilling. Fox & Sons coffee. As you can see, it's in my X3 mug. I'm currently drinking the last of my Maxwell House, but I do have some Fox & Sons all ground up, ready to go. I even made some for a certain somebody who may be watching right now, and I'll be seeing him in a little bit. Lots of good news going into the new year, and 2025 is going to be the year. As everybody's been saying, we're so back. I don't know that I'm necessarily in the same camp and believe we're so back for those same reasons, but you know, we're going to do our dangness to make it a good year. So go to all the links below. Please consider donating or becoming a channel member for the lowly price of $2.99 a month. My wife, because she's incredible, got me a GoPro 13. So if you are a channel member, you'll get to see more high definition footage of A Common Crown and all the shows that we're playing in the coming year, which are going to be awesome. I promise you that. We're going to be doing lots of them, and we're going to be doing lots of cool shows. So one more time, feel free to become a channel member and all that stuff. Fox Sons Coffee, use code Kyle at checkout. And also go to Deemed Fit through the link below and Tiger Fitness through the link below to get clothes that make you look all jacked and tan. They may still have some of these shirts at Tiger Fitness, which is where I got the shirt from. They have the Make America Healthy Again shirts, which I got one for me and my wife. I got her the blue one. I got me the red one. So I appreciate that, Susanna. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you as well. And looks like a tall young girl. Well, thank you. Yeah. If I was, you know, I think 25 years his junior, because he's 55, I want to say, somewhere around there. He's about the same age as my dad, and I just turned 30 back in November. So, yeah, I think I got 7 inches on him. He's 5'4", I'm 5'11". So, I guess with all that out of the way, hold on, let me get this comment off the screen. God dang it. Let's rock and roll into the rest of today's show.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
And one more time, good morning, everybody. Jack, Susano, Santiago, Coelho. Hopefully I said that right. Almost like nuclear. Our man who's been going viral recently. I got to get him back on. I told Jack that I've been meaning to get Nuclear Cadillo back on the show, and we'll make that happen in the new year. I promise you guys that, you know, so long as our schedules kind of work out. But Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays. You'll probably see me in the new year or before the new year. I may do a show Thursday night, depending if my guest can line it up, because some recent Twitter happenings where I pissed a few people off. We're going to discuss that a little bit more in depth on Thursday night's show, if we can make that work, but we'll see. Anyways, everybody drop by in the chat. Let me know how you're doing, how the holidays are going, and what plans you got, and we'll kind of discuss that. If you follow me on Twitter or follow me on Facebook, you'll see that my heart is a little bit broken going into the new year and finishing out this year, as my little old girl, Posh, who you might have seen me holding in some live streams or when I did shows, our 18-year-old mini pin, we had to put her down on Sunday because she was finally kind of at the bottom of the barrel, if you will. She'd been a part of my whole family, if you will. My aunt had her for a while, and that was many, many years ago. And then my uncle had her, and we picked her up about 3 years ago. And to be honest, we thought we had about 6 months with her. And fortunately, after those expected 6 months, by the end of that expected 6 months, when we got her in December of 2021, she started to come back strong. I mean, she was like a brand new dog after those 6 months, and we took good care of her, clipped her nails up, bathed her, and, you know, took her camping. We took her all over the place. My wife took her on kayak rides, and, you know, we put her in the bike, pushed her around a stroller and everything, and, you know, made her life as good as a, you know, 15 to 18 year old dog could really have. I even took her to work with me for a little bit, which, once again, if you follow me on Twitter or Facebook, you know, you probably saw pictures that I put up of her where I put her bed underneath my workbench. She would just hang out there all day. We had her in her pajamas. She had a blanket, a heating pad. I mean, she lived a good life for a little mini pin there. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to take her to work for the last like year or so. And over the last year, definitely like the last 6 months, her condition continued to get worse and worse, and she was starting to get real bad arthritis. She couldn't see, couldn't hear, and she just couldn't hold her bladder as much anymore. So she started to go to the bathroom in the house, stuff like that, which isn't that big of a deal. Once again, if I could go back and do all this over again, I would 100 times over, without a single doubt. So her condition continued to get worse, and then throughout like the last month or so, she started not sleeping right. She found her way underneath our bed, and she was just sleeping in real weird positions. She started breathing real heavily. If you listen to this past week's Post Zero, you might be able to hear the way that she was like kind of breathing in when she was sleeping. And unfortunately, Sunday was the day where she finally was bad enough that we made the decision to put her down. I won't go into all the details here, but it was pretty rough, and I'm going to be honest, it really bummed me out, because I was hoping that we could have waited till after, you know, tomorrow, Christmas, to make that decision and give her a little bit more time. But unfortunately, her condition just got that much worse that we had no other choice, and it would have been not right for us to continue to let her live the way that she was, because she wasn't eating. I mean, we tried to give her a tater tot and she wouldn't take it anymore. So, yeah, unfortunately we had to put her down, but you know, she's no longer in pain or suffering or anything like that. Yeah. They're with us too short. Absolutely. Susano. Yeah. It's very, very upsetting. And you know, I thought I was ready for it. And, I'm finding out entering my third decade of life that, I'm still very ignorant, and I still have a great many, many, many things to learn. And despite the fact that I consider myself somebody who has a pretty open mind and is pretty humble, there are many, many situations where I could be a lot more humble and shut my mouth and listen to other people who have maybe my best direction at mind or at heart. And, you know, I could still afford to be more humble than I am. So, and this was another situation where I perhaps could have listened a little bit sooner and maybe made a different decision. But, you know, regardless, we put her down, which sucked. But, you know, for anybody looking to put down a dog, make sure you have a couple bucks spare. And thankfully, we were able to get it situated. But it's not cheap. that was almost $400 for us to put her down and get a little paw print. And I wouldn't feel good if I put her down without kind of getting something to commemorate her in the Matovic household, if you will, because she was such a staple here. And, you know, despite the fact that all she did the last about year or so was just kind of lay around the house. And I mean, pretty much the entire time that we had her was just kind of lay around the house and sleep. It was still nice to have her around just because, you know, she was a cute little dog and she generally had like a pleasant disposition. And back when she was a lot more active, it was really, really nice to just kind of see her. As I would joke, she'd be like a little crab because she had these, you know, her little mini pin paws. She would get up there and like want you to pick her up to put her on the couch. She'd lay beside me. But once again, over the last year or so, she stopped doing that just because her condition continued to get worse and worse. But, you know, kind of going in the new year, you know, appreciative of the time that we had with her, which was 3 years, which, you know, for a 15-year-old dog is a lot more time than you get for most older dogs. But, you know, grateful for all the time that we had with her. And like I said, I would do it over 100 times over. And we still have two other dogs, you know, Lily, my pit bull, and then Axe and my Doberman Australian Shepherd mix, who are going to be here with us for at least a couple more years. So that's really cool. Today I'm going to be going with the old man and my mother-in-law to go see them and hang out with them for a little bit. And hopefully everybody in the chat here, you're spending time with the people that you love and the people that you care about, because, you know, despite the fact that people either feel too strongly or not strongly enough about Christmas, we do get these days off, at least most people do. And it is a great opportunity to spend time with people that matter to you. And much like to the point of me having Posh for the 3 years, you don't know how long you have with the people who mean the most to you. So it's probably a good idea to take every single chance you can to spend time with them and appreciate the time you have with them, because you never know when it's up. As a guy who lost all his grandparents before the time he was 18 years old, if I could go back and spend more time with those people, then I absolutely would. And I kick myself in the ass all the time for not doing more to spend more time with those people. So it is what it is, though. You can't really spend time ruminating on it. But, you know, just kind of a word from the wise, if you will, to let people know that, hey, you know, you only got a short time on this planet. And the people that are older than you, or your parents, your grandparents, anybody that's older than you, have an even shorter time with you on this planet. So, do what you can to make the most of it. You know, you have every reason in the world to live life to your fullest and, you know, step on the gas and relax when you feel like it's time to relax. But in my mind, you know, it is Christmas Eve. So me having a day off is always appreciated because I can go to the gym in the morning, which I would very much prefer. But, you know, as it is already, I get up at 4:30 every single day before I go into work, so I can cook breakfast and all that stuff. I would have to get up so much earlier to go to the gym every single morning. But right now my training program is 3 days a week. So having off on Christmas Eve is pretty cool to go to the gym, and hopefully there was nobody there. But as I saw, there was plenty of people there at 6 o'clock in the morning, which is pretty heartening because it means that people are taking their health serious enough to get up on a day that they could spend sleeping in to, you know, take strides to improve their health. So that's always good to see, even if it does kind of crowd up the gym and make it more difficult for me to complete my workout. I'm just grateful to see other people taking steps to improve their health. Jen, she had the best 3 years of her life with you guys. So many adventures. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad that we got to give her those, you know, pleasant last 3 years of her life. It means a lot to me, and to see it through to the end for her meant a lot to me as well. And I'm sure anybody who has a dog in the chat or has any kind of animal, you guys understand that, like, it sucks, but it is also nice to know that, you know, the person they love was with them in their final moments, and you kind of got to give them comfort as they kind of move on into whatever is next, whatever you believe in. You know, me as an agnostic person, I just don't know. I don't claim knowledge to know what happens after we pass away. You know, hopefully it is all sunshine and rainbows, but, you know, maybe it isn't. We don't know. Maybe it is just eternal blackness. Maybe just whenever you're done, you kind of become one with the earth again, and then a tree grows in your place, and then the cycle of life continues. No, I don't know, and anybody pretending or telling you that they know for 100% certainty, I think, is, I don't know. They're claiming knowledge of things that we just can't know, and that's okay. You know, neither which way is whatever. So If you are in the Pennsylvania area, make sure you go check out Club NBT, which is the gym that I go to, which is owned by two very, very great people, Joel and Justine. Justine, who is a IFBB pro. They're just very, very good people, and I enjoy going to their gym a lot. And, you know, all the machines are awesome, and just the staff, they're both very, very friendly people. And it's pretty affordable, too, which is really nice. Jordan C. Bemke, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, too. So, yeah, I went there. I think I got there around like 5:15, and I was walking on the treadmill where her and her husband, they were already there cleaning up. So, you know, respect to them for, once again, on Christmas Eve, where they could just sit at home and drink coffee and do nothing. They chose to go into the gym, and they were training people and spending time with other people, which, you know, once again, that's just always really, really cool to see. I'm a pretty gregarious person. I like being around people, and like, at the gym, I'm pretty quiet and to myself because I'm trying to just focus on my workout. But, you know, they're very, very gregarious people as well. So they were there training people and spending time with other people. So it was just kind of cool on Christmas Eve that, you know, in my mind, it's no days off, which I'll probably still go to the gym tomorrow. Not to get a workout in, but probably just to walk on the treadmill because, unfortunately, here in the wonderful state of Pennsylvania, it's cold, it's snowy, and the snow that's on the ground right now is the perfect kind of snow for throwing snowballs. So I could whip a couple snowballs at my wife or my dogs, but I probably won't do that because I don't like my hands being cold. But this is the perfect snow for when I was walking up my walkway. It's a little steep. It's not like steep, but it's steep enough that if you're walking in ice or something like that, you will slide if you're not careful. And I did do that a few times this morning. If I didn't fall, I am a klutz, but I didn't fall. If you said agnostic, I'm glad to find someone else. Not a lot of us out there. Yeah. And once again, I know South Park did a whole episode on agnostics and all that, but, you know, I do consider myself agnostic. I would say, if anything, I'm an agnostic theist. I would err on the side that there probably is a higher power, but what that higher power is and what...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Religion is the true religion. I just don't know. I don't know enough. I've done plenty of live streams and podcasts with people who are way, 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 way more knowledgeable about religion. Specifically, I think recalling to like Jay Dyer and Jim Bob, where we discussed religious topics, Tommy Sammons, Buck Johnson, those guys, Orthodox Christians, and then obviously Jacob Winograd, who I don't think he's Protestant. I can't remember, Reformed or something like that. He's a lot more, you know, all those guys are way more knowledgeable about religion and would probably have more compelling arguments about what the one true religion is. I think my wife is Protestant, although she's not like practicing. She doesn't go to church or anything like that. She just considers herself a Protestant. I couldn't tell you what the exact true religion is because there's so much to read. There's so much to know. And I can't pretend to even understand or begin to understand all the arguments for all the things. It's about questions being improperly predicated. Thus, any answers given to them are invalid. Yeah, and once again, this kind of goes to when I had Jay on, we started tackling, I think, what they call the TAG, the Transcendental Argument for God, which is basically where you have to start asking the question and answering the question of how do you come to know things. You have to presume a knower, and then when you presume a knower, you presume that the knower can know things and that someone created that knower, and like to keep going back and back and back. Just, I don't think, at least not in my mind, I don't know that you ever come to like a correct understanding of anything, because you know, somebody that's Catholic will probably say their understanding would be different than that of an Orthodox Christian, whereas a Muslim would have a different interpretation, a Protestant would have a different interpretation of that, and then maybe even what the hell is it, a Mormon would have a different interpretation of that. It's very, very complicated, and like I said, I don't know that we as human beings are ever going to be capable of knowing with 100% certainty that whatever religion is put forth is going to be 100% true, where like a lot of the Orthodox Christian guys will say that like their church is the original church, because a lot of like their church teachings are kind of predate a lot of other ones. No, sorry about the tangent. No, you're fine. I'm here specifically to talk to you guys. So, I'm glad you're here, and I'm, you know, just here to kind of keep everybody company while they're, kind of doing their morning stuff. So we have a few people over on YouTube, few people on Facebook, and obviously a larger group on Twitter. I did get the follow back from Oren McIntyre, which is pretty neat. And if anybody's listening who is in Oren McIntyre's ear, I want to know who you are that put a Common Crown into his earbuds, because he said my band was pretty good. And, you know, not to pat myself on the back, I do think we're pretty talented, but to receive that compliment from someone with a following like Oren McIntyre, when I have never expressed to him that I'm in a band. I've praised his music tastes because I think he genuinely likes good music. And, I didn't think he knew who I was. I just, you know, would occasionally tweet at him when I agreed with him, or when I saw he had good takes, or, you know, even times when I disagreed with him, I would tell him that. And, he replied to somebody, and then he followed up that and said, Kyle's band is pretty good. So, and then he followed me back shortly after. So that's pretty awesome. And I'm genuinely stoked about that, because, you know, anytime anybody with like a big following gives me a thumbs up for the band, that's like one of the most important things in my life. So knowing that we're doing something right is pretty neat. So that was yesterday's kind of thumbs up. It's been like whiplash for me lately, because, you know, Posh, we had to put her down. And then on the way down to put Posh down, I pissed off Owen Schroyer and Robert Barnes over the deferred prosecution agreement, where Owen Schroyer had disrupted a congressional hearing or something like that. And my default position is that any punishment doled out like that is excessive, and I think it's ridiculous that he was prosecuted and put in prison. But that all being said, we live in reality, and our government is the most brutal and totalitarian organization to pretty much ever exist. Or, well, the most, I shouldn't say the most totalitarian, but like the most powerful organization in the entire world, in the history of the world. So when you go up and you piss around with them and they give you a sweetheart deal, which is pretty much what they did, then why would you violate that? Because you know that if they're willing to kill 1 million people in Iraq or starve 500,000 Iraqis, which we can debate those numbers all day, but if members of that organization admit that they're willing to starve 500,000 Afghanis or Iraqis by imposing a blockade on them and saying that the price is worth it, what do you think they think about you? They probably don't care that much. So basically, it was that he had a deferred prosecution agreement after disrupting a congressional hearing. And they basically said, hey, as long as you don't protest on Capitol grounds and do like 36 hours of community service, you won't be prosecuted underneath the law. And this was in 2019. And then on January 6, 2021, where I believe the deferred prosecution agreement was still in effect, he decided to go protest on January 6th. I do not think he should have been litigated against or thrown in prison or anything like that. Once again, you knowingly entered this deferred prosecution agreement and you knowingly violated it. If you knew you had this, why would you do that? It's don't eat paint warnings, right? Like, funny enough, Steve Craven, my bass player, we were talking about this before we played the other night. And he was at January 6th, but he didn't go into the Capitol because he knew it was a setup. Him and the people he's with left as soon as people started storming the Capitol, because that was clearly a setup. And all the Democrats are saying that this is some giant scheme or Trump is trying to invoke an insurrection, the retards. There was no clear path forward to insurrection or anything like that. Like, once again, don't eat paint. If you see people charging into the Capitol, treat those people like feds and walk away for your own sanity. my mom dropping in, wishing me a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I will see her in a couple days. You not get arrested like Pat Stedman, where he admitted that he went into the Capitol because he thought he was, or the Capitol was open that day. Like, dude, come on. A lot of this stuff is like, why would you do that? Can you properly do your kind of activism from prison? No, you can't. What are you doing, dude? Know the the SOF went there with the intention to kidnap one of our leaders. Beyond that, I'm not read in that enough to comment. SOF. Also, to be clear, I heard that from their mouths. I'm not just saying that. Not sure what you mean by the SOF, but basically, like, I think a whole bunch of people got all loud and rowdy and they decided that they wanted to go be jackasses in the Capitol, which, once again, when you're going up against the world's most powerful organization, what did you think was going to happen? Storm the Bastille. And then, you know, they throw the book at you, which, once again, any punishment that was doled out to the January 6th, air quotes here for those listening, insurrectionists, is too much. But we live in reality. Understand the fight that you're up against and live to fight another day. The former U.S. Army Special Forces. Gotcha. And Steve, when we were talking about this, he went up to protest prior to January 6th, and he said there were guards lined as far as the eye could see that time. And then on January 6th, strangely, the fence was lowered and there was nobody there. You draw your own conclusions. So I know this is nothing to do with Christmas, but once again, just wanted to keep everybody company this morning. Like I said, it's December 24th, 2024. I may do a year-end stream. Maybe. But this year was pretty good. There were definitely a lot of downs. The downs really sucked. This definitely was not my best year. It's my best year financially, funny enough. The YouTube has grown quite a bit, and I appreciate that. I want to give a special shout-out to Pete Quinones for being a large bump in subscribers over the last couple of months. So that's obviously greatly appreciated. Hey, Nuke, look at that. Merry Christmas, brother, and good to see you. I was just talking about you at the top of the show. We got to do another stream sometime soon, man. You teleported all out of all of our group chats, but you know, you are always welcome here. And I've been meaning, even before you went viral, I wanted to get you back on the show because I had Jack back on a couple weeks ago. And I think the last time I had you on the channel other than Post Zero was almost a year ago now. So it's kind of crazy that, you know, I've been kind of in tighter with all the quote unquote red pill sphere for like the last year. Yeah, when I get back from traveling this week. Yeah, cool. Yeah, we'll set it up probably sometime in January. But either way, it's cool that I'm grateful for all that kind of stuff this year, where I kind of got more involved with Post Zero, the RAR squad, and all those kind of guys. Ryan came on the show again, and it's just cool to kind of be involved, especially like I met with Red Hawk a few times. He's been on the channel a whole bunch now. And, you know, him and I are pretty tight. And, you know, Merry Christmas to him. I know he's back up home with his family. He flew north for the winter, which is kind of the opposite of what all the birds do. But, you know, that's all good stuff. So, yeah, I hope Nuke and Jack, hopefully you guys are enjoying the holidays. I know Jack said that over in the Netherlands there, or what the hell did George Bruno say? In Deutschland. I know he said that Christmas is starting to come over there, even though they don't really celebrate. Western imperialism takes many, many forms. But yeah, that's all good stuff, guys. So I think I'll start to wrap up here. Yeah, we have second Christmas. Gotcha. I just wanted to do a quick show while the wife is getting ready, and then we're going to go visit everybody and kind of enjoy the Christmas holiday. She got me, like I said earlier, my GoPro 13, which if you are feeling so generous, I do need a preferably 128 or 1 terabyte micro SD card, because the one I have is super dated. So feel free to send a super chat or become a channel member to help me financially afford all this stuff. I can afford it myself, but I do appreciate any donations, super chats, stuff like that, or becoming a channel member. I got my wife a little heart thing that I got her a little stand that lights up and turns. It has our three dogs in it, Lily, Accident, and Posh. Unfortunately, Posh no longer with us, but it rotates and it lights up, and there's like a picture of them etched into the thing. It looks really, really nice, and also came with a little keychain that lights up. So she has that with her. That's what I got her for Christmas. And get yourself a woman who spends more money on you for Christmas than you do for her. Or as we would say, Nuka Jacka, be a Skittles guy. Yeah, exactly. Watson tonight, work and dad tomorrow, and then second Christmas Day, movie day with the homies. That's awesome, man. And then, yeah, GoPro for my upcoming OnlyFans. Yeah, you guys are going to see a whole other side of me. It's why I'm getting leaner, right? I worked out like an MF this morning. I didn't puke, Jack. I know we were talking about that, about doing a leg day hard enough that I would puke. Did not do that, but I did get in a pretty good workout overall. It's my full body day, so right now my training is powerlifting on Sunday and then two full body workouts on Tuesday and Thursday. I did lengthened partial squats where I basically go to beneath parallel and then come up right before I lock out and then stay in that range of motion where I'm only able to do like 225 for about 8 to 10 reps. Pretty brutal, but I'm trying to focus more on getting deeper in my squat and also targeting the quads a little bit more, where I would do before I would have a little bit more of a wider stance, which would obviously get a little bit more hamstrings and glutes. I'm trying to, like I said, target my quads a little bit more to beef up the growth there. Yeah. Merry Christmas to you. So sorry to hear about your little fluff. Thanks, Rose. I appreciate that. Screwed up Texas. Merry Christmas, man. Good to see from you. I haven't seen you in a little bit, but good to see you back here. Yeah, unfortunately, it just was Posh's time to go. But yeah, I think that's it. If you guys don't got anything else, acommoncrown.com. I don't have any shows lined up. Like I said, I may have a guest for Thursday. I'll have to check in with him, and we'll discuss the whole basically don't eat paint in the Owen Schroer case, and we'll kind of dig deep into that because Robert Barnes and Viva Frey were talking shit about me on Viva Frey's channel, which, hey man, that's fine. You know, you got to do whatever you got to do for clout. And they basically call me not a real libertarian, which I really don't care. It just, you know, for me, I'm living a little bit more in reality than them. And I understand where they're coming from. You know, you got to play it up for your audience, but hey man, whatever. We'll see about that. We're going to be playing A Common Crown in two times in February, opening for Cultist Black on February 9th, I think. And then we're also opening for Lynch Mob. I think it's George Lynch's farewell tour, because that dude is ancient. So I think this might be one of his last tours. So feel free to check us out at those two shows. Obviously, the In Liberty and Health podcast where you're listening right now. 5 till midnight on Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Make sure you go over, subscribe to that. And then Post Zero on Sundays. I don't know when Cognitive Vigilance will be coming back. Brandy and Ben have a little F trophy that they're raising, and, you know, peace be with them. And hopefully they raise that little hellion to grow up and be a big badass libertarian who makes the world a better place. Much love to those guys. And yeah, I think that's it. So anyways, I think we're going to call her there. Thank you everybody so much for listening. If I don't do a stream Thursday night, I'll probably do one sometime next week. And I hope everybody has a wonderful, yeah, tomorrow's my Christmas show, today one more normal one, gotcha. Hopefully everybody has a fantastic holiday with their loved ones, and you guys get everything you want under the tree, and no Santa hating, no Santa denial, we will fight. But other than that, thank you everybody so much for listening. I can't even say that, Jesus. Yeah, Christ is born. God bless y'all. Thank you guys so much. And until next time, take care. Merry Christmas, too.